Kansas doesn't have forests, my tall, strong, brave husband said as he grasped my hand more firmly and quickened his pace. It was dusk, but along the edge of this forest, the growing darkness made it already night. Kansas. Yes, my husband had grown up on the plains of the Midwest. His playgrounds were cornfields, and the horizon was literally the edge of the earth. I had grown up here, a small town in upstate New York, just inside the Adirondack Forest. We were visiting my parents and walking along the dirt road that had been cut to allow passage to the lake from their log cabin home. One could imagine a time long ago when the trees grew right up to the lake's edge, trunks of all sizes, thick, lush undergrowth of saplings and ferns, soft cushions of moss and decaying leaves. 5 paces in and a man would simply disappear, absorbed into the darkness like the twilight. What animals might have emerged at the water's edge to satisfy their thirst back then? What tongues might have lapped at the lake, wary, watching for predators? What animals might be in there now, hidden in the depths, waiting for the full cover of night to dash across the road, run exposed into the reeds at the water's edge, slake their thirst, dash back to safety? Or what if they were slinking out into the night, searching not to satisfy thirst, but to satisfy hunger? What could be in there? My husband asked. Maybe, I said, the big bad wolf sniffing around for something tasty like you. That's not funny, he said, and after a moment asked, what about snakes? Snakes, I said. Oh my. Let's go home.